I am fully responsible for how Mother's Day goes in my house. I don't know if you guys have bumped into that or not. Just got back in from Kenya, so I'm a little jet lagged from the Africa journey. But there was one thing that I did learn one thing among many that I did learn in Kenya, and that is this, that the nurturing love of a mother is universal. God has planted that kind of love, that unique and beautiful nurturing love in mothers all around the world. We saw it in Kenya, the desire to show your child off, the desire to pray for your child, the desire of a mother to have the very best for their child. And it's just a beautiful, beautiful thing. And we see it in mothers all over the world because God has placed it in your hearts. Moms, this is your day, and it's my prayer that you would be encouraged and that God would blow a fresh wind into your sails. No matter where you are in the journey of motherhood this morning, that God would energize you. If you're a young mother, if you're a mother yet to be, if you're a grandmother, wherever you are, that you would be encouraged in the depth of your spirit through what we're doing here today. I don't know about you. I'm not even a mom. And just that worship, I'm encouraged. I am strengthened. So, Gary, thank you so much for just pouring into us today through worship and the team. After 24 years of watching my wife, Kim, mother our children, I thought I would share a few observations with you this morning. Kim is actually at the beach in South Carolina with her mother, and Rachel is with her this weekend. So she's in a good place and enjoying a wonderful Mother's Day. I'll rendezvous with her later this evening. But it gives me an opportunity to embarrass her a little bit since she's not here. And so I may do that a little bit along the way. You know, being a mom and raising children in our culture today is a challenge. And you've got so many things coming at you, so many different things pulling you in so many directions. I find that for many moms, it's just a challenge to find contentment in the trenches of motherhood. Everything looks like a better option oftentimes when you are in the depths of motherhood. James Dobson shared a story that I read recently that I thought was interesting. He said this. He said, many women feel that the job of mom is boring and monotonous. A lot of heavy sighs there. And he would agree with you. He says, and they're right. It is boring and monotonous. But so is practically every other job at times on the face of the earth. And all God's people said, amen. Amen. He said he once stayed in a hotel room next to a famous cellist. And he could hear the cellist through the walls of the hotel room as he practiced hour after hour. And the guy wasn't playing beautiful arrangements. He was just repeating scales over and over and over again. And as he stepped onto the stage that night, most of the folks in the audience were thinking what a glamorous life this cellist must lead. When in reality, he spent the entire day alone in a hotel room playing scale after scale. You know, it's easy for moms who get very little adult interaction to fall into the trap of thinking everybody else is living at large. Scrolling through your Instagram feed, all you see is everybody else's highlight reel. And there you are, knee-deep in laundry. You know, the reality is very few people experience exhilarating excitement every moment of their day. Most jobs are filled with their own mind-numbing monotony. And so the work of a mom at home is not unique in its daily redundancy, but in terms of significance, No job can compete with a mother's task of shaping and molding a human life to the glory of God. Amen. As William Ross wrote, he said, "The hand that rocks the cradle does what? Rules the world." The hand that rocks the cradle rules the world. That is the shaping, transformative influence of a mother. Not every woman chooses or is physically able to be a mother, but those who do are worthy of great admiration and respect. Children, Psalm 37 says, are a blessing, and mothers are God's gift to them. I want to share with you this morning really three messages, if you will, for mom. And the first message is this: Mom, your presence, just being there, your presence in the life of your children is irreplaceable. Just being there matters. Your steady presence is the jewel in the midst of the mundane. Do you hear me? In the midst of the redundancy of being a mother and all that that entails, knee deep in what happens around the house and keeping those things in order and making sure that child is dressed and fed and moving in the right direction, your steady presence there is the jewel in the midst of the mundane. Joshua 1:9, the Lord said this to Joshua. He said, "Be strong and courageous. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go." Those words are the Lord's words to Joshua as he was moving into the promised land, ultimately to possess it in battle. And the reality is, moms, you model that same presence, the Lord's presence, constant presence. You model that in the lives of your children. Just being there with and for your kids is a powerful and stabilizing influence in their lives. When you're losing sleep, when you're changing diapers, when you're fighting your way through the grocery store, or when you're watching the same Disney movie for the 400th time. It was fascinating. I was in Africa for the last 10 days with a group of combat veterans, Army Rangers. These guys are tough guys. All of them were at that stage. They've got little kids, you know, little bitty kids. And it was hilarious. Everywhere we went, they're singing these Disney songs, you know, and like something doesn't fit here. But none of us are immune to it. I remember when my kids were little, boy, just those certain videos were just on loop, if you will, in the house. And it can be a bit mind-numbing. But when you get to that place, be reminded that just being there, you know, sometimes it's hard to remember the importance and the significance of just being present in the lives of your children. Present in the mundane, present in the exciting times, present in the difficult times, present when you just want to wring their neck. You know, as our children move now into their own lives, they're both in graduate school and moving on. I'm convinced, as I reflect on it, as I did this week, that Kim's ministry of presence, her sacrifice, and it is a sacrifice, especially in our culture today, for a woman to prioritize their children and to be present as much as possible with their children. But her ministry of presence, I believe, as I look at my kids today, shaped them more than anything else. Tough decisions that we made early in ministry. I remember my first ministry job in the mountains of North Carolina. I had sold my business. I'd gone back to school to be a pastor and took a job as an associate pastor. And my starting salary was in the teens. Okay, in the teens. This is, of course, this isn't last year. This is a few years back. Okay. but it's not that long ago. And we prayed, and right as I started into ministry, that's when we started to have children. Caleb was born, then Rachel came along 17 months later, and we prayed, God, you know, things are tight. I mean, what we would love for Kim to be able to just pour herself into the kids here while I'm in school and I'm you know, pastoring full time. I was almost never home, so it was so essential for her to be there. And honestly, you know, the ends didn't meet, but God made it clear to both of us that He wanted Kim focused on our kids. And I to this day, I can't tell you how those ends came together, but at the end of the month, they consistently did. And He gave us everything that we needed to fulfill what He called us to do with respect to our children. And He will do the same for you. You know, I know we've got a lot of young moms here at Tapestry who are really right in the thick of it right now. And I just want to remind you guys today that your steady, sacrificial presence alone in the lives of your children is significant and meaningful. It's more influential, it's more powerful than you could possibly imagine. It truly is the jewel in the midst of the mundane. The consistency of your love on the good days and on the bad days models the Father's love. And it models the Father's presence and the reality that He will never leave them nor forsake them. And you can't pour that into your kids in any other way. I remember years ago, and I've shared this before. Those of you who've been around have probably heard it. But it was such a beautiful example of what motherhood looks like and conveying God's love and His presence to your children. Rachel was going through a real tough time. I don't remember what it was about. That's dads for you. Kim would remember every detail. You know, yeah, she was just having a tough time. So she was having a tough time. She's in elementary school, so she's a little bitty thing. And she was just feeling alone. I think maybe one of her friends had, you know, stiff-armed her or something. I don't know. And she was feeling fragile and didn't want to go to school. And one morning, as Kim was trying to, you know, talk her off the ledge and get her to go to school, I overheard Kim praying for her as she woke Rachel up and telling her that whenever she felt lonely at school that day, just to make a fist. And to remember as she made that fist, just to touch each one of her knuckles and say what God's promise was to her: I will never leave you. She was feeling lonely. She didn't have a friend. And Kim was just reiterating to her, God's with you absolutely everywhere you go, sweetie. And to this day, Rachel will make a fist, and it will be a reminder to her that God will never leave her. And I'll tell you what, I don't care how old you are. I don't care if you're in elementary school or you're 80 years old. That truth is transformational. That's what moms do. Your presence is irreplaceable because it models the Father's presence in the lives of your children. Dr. Ray Guarendi, he's a family psychologist. He did an extensive study some years back, and he was observing 100 of America's strongest families and trying to discern what made these families thrive, what made these families strong. This is not a pastor or a theologian. This is a secular psychologist who did this study. And at the end of the study, this is what he said. He said, attentive presence is the most important thing you can give your child. It's the quiet way to say, I love you. You are most special in my life. Just being there. Just being there. Don't forget that. Mom, be reminded today that your presence alone is powerful, that God is working in the midst of the mundane, and His promise not to your children, but His promise to you is this: My presence will go with you, and I will give you rest. How many moms need a little rest today? None? Dad, that's your job. Make sure she gets some rest today. Your presence is irreplaceable. And the second message for moms this morning is this: your prayers are invaluable. Your prayers for your children are invaluable. 1 Samuel chapter 1, Hannah says this. She says, "I prayed for this child," speaking of her son Samuel. She said, "I prayed for this child, and the Lord has granted me what I asked of him. So now I give him to the Lord." She prayed that prayer as she handed her son Samuel, who would be the prophet Samuel, to Eli the priest. "I prayed for this child, and the Lord has granted me what I asked of him." Mom, your prayers matter. They move mountains in the lives of your children. I have seen it time and time and time again. You can feel like your prayers are bouncing off the ceiling and you're never seeing any movement, any change. Well, I've been at it for 25 years almost with my kids, and I can tell you it makes all the difference in the world. It's not a short-term thing. It's a long-term thing. Transformation doesn't happen overnight in our children, but God is faithful. And when we pray for Him, and Mom, when you pray for your kids from the moment they make their debut in this world until you can no longer pray for them anymore, it impacts their lives for the kingdom of God. Your prayers are invaluable. Kim's been a prayer warrior for our kids since day one. And we have seen God do amazing things through those prayers. We've spent seasons with our kids, mostly Caleb. Sleepless nights, you know, those of you parents, I mean, you know what it's like. I mean, sleepless nights and wonder, man, which way is this thing going to go? Faithful prayer changes things. Mom, don't stop praying for your kids. It matters, and it makes a difference, and change happens. And I'm old enough now, and my kids are old enough to where I can see it, and I can touch it, and I can put my finger on it. And it's primarily because Kim stayed on her knees. Pray for your kids. When Caleb went to basic training, infantry training at Fort Benning some years ago, he had broken his leg. Those of you who have been around here for a while remember when he was in a wheelchair, he broke his leg. I think his last year of high school, or maybe his junior year, compound fractured his leg. And then he had to go to basic training 16 weeks at Fort Benning, maybe 18 months later, something like that. And I was worried to death. That leg is not going to carry him because it's brutal. They're on their feet running and, nonstop. And I just, he was having trouble with that leg. I'm like, this is not going to be good. I was concerned. And I told Kim, I said, maybe I'm concerned. This is going to end poorly. And Kim said this. She said, "I've been praying about that leg, and God has given me a peace that it will carry him through." I was like, okay. That's awesome. Maybe you can give me that peace. But I'll tell you what, while she had that peace, for the next 4 months, I worried and fretted over that leg. I mean, daily. Is it going to give out on him? And she rested in God's promise. And sure enough, that leg carried him through to the end. There's something special about a mom's prayers. There are no prayers like a mother's prayers. Keep praying for your children. Be patient and watch God work in their lives. While Caleb was away that time at infantry training, and we're kind of getting used to all this now. He leaves this week for 5 months at Fort Leonard Wood, Missouri. So we won't see him for a good while. But while he was away at basic training, you know, you can write letters to your, you know, your kids or your spouse or whoever when they're away at basic training. Kim wrote him a letter every single day with a prayer at the end of it and a scripture that God had laid on her heart. And I don't know, that's a bunch of letters, okay? He said when he got back at mail call, you know, everybody was just asking him if he would share with them, you know, because you get mail call like once a week or something, and there was all these letters. I don't know how many letters, but 16 weeks of that every single day. I wrote him probably 25 times while he was away just to encourage him, but, you know, he didn't even notice that with all of his mom's letters. But that's all right. You know, that's okay. Moms get the glory. But when Caleb got home, it was fascinating. One of the first things he said was that his mom's letters were the most important thing he had there. It'd be a lonely place. Those of you who've been through that realize that. He said those letters are what got him through, and those prayers are what got him through. Man, your prayers are invaluable, Mom. Your love for your children, your commitment to them, your desire for them to have the best. It's just invaluable, more than you'll ever know. Never stop praying for your children and what's going on in their lives. Your presence is irreplaceable. Your prayers are invaluable. And finally, your purpose, Mom, is inescapable. It's inescapable. So many times, I've talked to so many moms, I've seen Kim go through this over the years. It's like trying to, you know, it's like, man, I feel like I've parked my purpose. I feel like I've parked, you know, what it is I'm supposed to be doing. And if there's guilt that goes along even with that feeling for, you know, what I've sacrificed to stay here. But the reality is, Mom, your purpose is inescapable. It's right in front of you. It's right under your feet. It may be 100 miles down the road in a dormitory right now. It may be getting married soon. It may be becoming a parent of their own. Your purpose is right in front of you. You never lose the distinction of motherhood. My mom is 82 years old, almost 83 years old. She lives with us. She's lived with us for the last 14 years. And she still mothers me every chance she gets. And yesterday, my oldest brother came in, and she's on oxygen 24/7 now, so it's a little harder to get her out. So we took her out to her favorite restaurant, Cracker Barrel. Yeah, she's a big Cracker Barrel fan. I tell you, they were out of blackberry cobbler yesterday. Woo! She can still light it up, too. And she said, well, that's the only reason I came. All right, Mama. Yesterday before we left, she's fixing my hair. We're about to walk out of the door, and she goes, honey, what's going on with your hair? I said, I don't know, Mom. I just got back from Africa. Well, here. And she's putting it back in place and everything. You never lose the distinction of being a mother. And you never stop mothering your children. It's fascinating. You know, in my life, you know, we're at our age and with where kids and parents and all that kind of thing, you see both ends of it, you know, and it's kind of you're getting this fully orbed view of life and all the different relationships that play into it. And it's just really a beautiful thing. But, you know, for all of us, but for moms in particular, you know, God's purpose for your life is multifaceted. There's no question about that. And it evolves with the seasons of your life. But if you have children, your central purpose is inescapable. As a mom, the only eternal possession you have is your children. Charles Spurgeon put it this way. He said, those who think that a woman detained at home by her little family is doing nothing, think the reverse of what is true. He said, mothers, the godly training of your offspring is your first and most pressing duty. Not just raising your kids. if you're a Christian, if you're a follower of Christ, your job, the job of the family, is to raise those children in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord. And that's a great calling. The greatest way to make an impact on all eternity is to pour yourself and your faith into your children. It's easy to struggle with finding purpose in the day-to-day monotony of motherhood. It's easy to feel like you've put your life on pause for your children. But moms, keep this in mind. Your greatest contribution to the kingdom of God may not be something you do, but someone you raise. Your presence is irreplaceable. Your prayers invaluable, and your purpose inescapable. Thank you, moms, for who you are. Thank you, moms, for what you do to shape the next generation for the kingdom of God. Be encouraged this Mother's Day and enjoy the fruit of your labor. Let's pray. Father, we just pause in this moment. Lord, we allow your Spirit just to minister to each lady here today. Lord, blow a fresh wind into that Spirit. Give them what they need, Father, for life and for godliness. Help them see through the monotony and the mundane of each day to the greater purpose that you have established since the foundation of the world for moms. Father, I pray you would encourage them. I pray that today would be a day of Lord, just rest in you and are being honored by the families that they pour their lives into. And I pray that in the powerful name of Jesus. Amen.